This is Will's Band of the Week for August 5th, 2019. Welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Barrett, live in studio.
Hey there.
And Craig, he's not live in studio because he's a little too far away from the Ipswich Bureau.
Here I am.
Maybe we'll get you. Are we going to get you live in studio in like a month and a half?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Should we get the exact date so the listeners can put it in their calendars?
They'll want to do that.
Yeah. Let me just see here. 28th, 29th. September.
All right. So you're just, okay. I mean, this, you're just going to parachute in for the thing, and then we'll drive you back to the airport real quick.
Just
the recording, and then you're out of here.
That's pretty much.
Nothing whatsoever worth doing in the United States of America apart from recording a podcast with you guys. So I'll just come in quickly, you know, straight from the airport to the studio.
I think if you
maybe we'll have time for one cup of coffee and a beer, back to the airport and back home again.
If you go to a site like TripAdvisor, and you just say, all attractions in the United States. I think we're first, aren't we? The best attraction in the United States.
Except it's pretty exclusive.
Well, the problem is there's only two reviews because only two people have ever done it.
Right. So, that's true.
But they did give us 5 stars, I'm sure.
That's the maximum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two 5-star reviews. You can't get better than that, actually.
No.
I think people, you know what? People should go to, when you're going to the iTunes store or whatever, trying to post a good review for us. See if you can give us 6 stars.
Doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like giving 110%, right?
We do actually have a lot of 5-star reviews. There's just the one guy that gave us the one.
Yeah. He gave us 1 star and said, I guess if this is your thing, boring Midwestern guys.
Right. Yeah. 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 So if you feel like giving us even if it's a bad one, it's nice to hear from people.
Constructive criticism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, people just contact us directly and tell us how bad we are, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
You can do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, so what's going on? I think Craig was going to give us the preview of the Premier League that starts. When is it? In 1 week?
I think there's a Friday evening game. Isn't there? Anyway, it starts next weekend, so that's all you really need to know. But either Friday evening, UK time, or Saturday morning. Yeah. Afternoon. It's all kicking off.
I noticed that I got a feeling, I really didn't know the schedule and the calendar or anything, but looking at some of the Glasgow, the two teams in Glasgow and the other teams in Scotland, it looked like they were kind of getting geared up because they're playing all these friendlies and there's all this, it seemed like it was kind of brewing, like it was going to start soon,
right?
Yeah, people think, well, I think the baseball season is long, but actually the football, I should say soccer season, is ridiculous. It will now run from, we would call this early August really still, wouldn't you? Going to start next weekend. It has already started in the lower leagues and will finish in late May. So the only months that aren't playing are June and July,
right?
Yeah,
that's longer than the baseball season by quite some way.
So how does it get spread out? So in the Premier League, 20 teams and everybody, it's a big round robin, right? Do you play a home and home against everybody?
Yes.
Home and away,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you play 38 games.
Right, but then there are matches. Domestic cup games and some teams play European matches again in the two competitions there.
Yeah.
And all of it together. What would be the average number of games?
50, 40. Yeah.
Yeah, number of league games would be 38. So even that, at one per week, that's a big chunk of the year right there.
But they'll take off time for international games.
Yeah.
So like all the players on, say, in Southampton will go to the ones that are on the, play for their country, they'll go and have a little break and play some games here and there. So there's little breaks and stuff, and you know.
Yeah. Well, what's the outlook for Southampton, Craig?
Well, I mean, this could come back to haunt me, but May is so far away that no one will ever remember. But I think I'm actually optimistic and looking forward to the season for the first time in, well, probably my whole life. No, well, you know, second time in my life, maybe. Things are looking pretty good. We'll see. Realistic expectation would be mid-table, like 8th to 12th would be really good.
Right.
Staying in the league would be, you know, desirable. Yeah. And relegation would be appalling. So
that's usually what I kind of go for, is hope that my team avoids relegation.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. is your team Brighton and Hove Albion now?
That's currently my team, right.
Yeah, well, it'll be an interesting season.
Yeah.
I wish them the best of luck, but it could be a long season.
Yeah, they could be in a little bit of danger.
So if they go down, are you just going to follow them down there, or just sort of...
No, I don't think so.
Will likes to have a team in the Premier League.
Yeah, you got
to
be
have
in
to
the
just,
Premier.
Why don't you just root for Southampton?
Yeah, it makes sense. When every other team has been relegated, then his only choice left will be Southampton.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to follow the Scottish Premier League a little bit, too. Now that I've, you know, kind of gotten into it with the going to the Rangers game and, you know, mm-hmm. reading up on it and visiting that other stadium, the Partick Thistle. But they're not in the Premier. They're one or two leagues down.
Do you have a favorite Scottish team, Craig?
Not really. No, I went to see Albion Rovers versus Cowdenbeath once. It was good. That's like the third division, I think.
What about Heart of Midlothian? Is that a good team?
Yeah, they play in Edinburgh, I think, don't they? Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's yeah, Hearts is from Edinburgh, yeah.
I just like their name.
Yeah,
they just
seem
like they have a cool culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Hearts, the Jam Tarts.
That's good. Yeah. All right.
I was going to say, well, anyway, that's why you won't find a more authoritative and comprehensive Premier League review than you just heard right here. A preview, not review. Preview.
Norwich is back in, right?
Yes.
And Aston Villa and somebody else.
Sheffield United. That's where I went to university, Sheffield. Oh. But no one likes Sheffield United, and so I don't like them. And hopefully they'll be relegated.
You know, I have to... This is like a makeup call because I forgot to play this. The crowd's been whipped up into a frenzy right now, just thinking about the upcoming season, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, there's all these cliches. A good one would be... You don't really pay any attention to the league table until 10 games. Like I've told you this before. So the commentators and the pundits, you know, they'll always be saying, oh, no, we'll look at the table after 10 games. So that's, and you can't win the league in the first 10 games, but you can go a long way to losing it. You know,
so that's an American cliche too, for sure.
Yeah. Great one.
Yeah. So, you can't win the World Series in April and May, but you can lose it.
Yeah. So what, we can give a short Brewer update. They basically just lose all the time.
I don't even want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, let's move on.
Last year at this time, they were kind of similar to what they are now, though. And then they just went on a crazy... Yeah. The problem is that the odds of going on a crazy win streak are very slim.
Right.
So, but I have tickets for the game this coming Friday, and I'm just hoping they can barely still stay over 500.
Yeah, they're hovering right around there. They're probably like two games over right now.
Right.
And as Greg would point out, they are due, right? I mean,
yeah,
you lose that consistently and you can't help but... It's almost... I mean, they can't help but win the next few games.
Yeah, I think a statistician would probably tell you that they're likely to win the next 10, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The law of averages dictates they must start to win.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
But I don't know why. Yeah. Like, you think about the team they had last year. They have everybody back, and they traded Aguilar, but then they got Keston Hiura, who's been unbelievable.
Right, yeah.
Moustakas has been good.
Yeah.
And then Yasmani Grandal as the catcher, way more than they expected, and yet they lose all the time.
Yeah, they find a way to lose, and what you're supposed to do is find a way to win.
Right.
So that's the wrong thing to do. Okay. Let's go to the musical content, right?
One more thing. First question for Craig. In soccer, is it sort of the same thing, like they count how many points you got during the game and then the one with the more points wins? Do they do it that way there too?
Hmm. Yeah, I think they do. I think okay. You want to be don't you want to be on the left side of the scoreboard?
Oh, I see. Yeah, if you can score more goals than you can see.
Right.
Is that what you're asking? I think that's a good thing, yeah.
That's how they calculate who wins, right?
Try to keep it out at one end and put it in the other end.
Pretty much that's how they do it.
Recipe for success right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we can move on now.
It's an often overlooked thing, though. People get lost in all the complicated statistics without realizing there's really only one that counts.
Right. The coaches tend to forget to tell people that. That's the problem.
It is. Yeah. All right, here we go. This is going to be good. So you know how, you know, the Brooklyn indie rock stardom thing, that's been going on forever, right? I don't know, what would be the music capital of the United States back in, let's say, like, the mid-70s? Like, everything would just be L.A., maybe?
Yeah, L.A., for sure.
Maybe there was some New York, right? But I'm leading up to something here. So then...
This is a good segue, it really
you,
is.
You get up to, like, the mid-80s. When Prince got popular, and there's this little pocket of Minneapolis then being like, and then, you know, we had Husker doing the Replacements, you know, and so Twin Cities were kind of like the hot place, like, you know, kind of like a music kind of place. Okay. So what I'm talking about here is like now there's this place called Ipswich, UK. It's a rising rock and roll town.
Right. For sure.
I think.
Yeah. We have Rosie Plain coming. We have Deeper coming. We have a new inaugural one-day music festival coming in October. Three venues. You know, one of the ones where you get a wristband and you go around. Not South by Southwest has a few more venues, but we're going to have three venues. That's quite good.
If it has a wristband, that's totally legit, right?
Yeah, £15 for your wristband. I'm going to be in America, unfortunately, but anyway, it doesn't matter. It will still go on without me, is what I'm saying.
Reluctantly, but it would still go on.
They asked if I would be there, and I said no, and they said, that's a shame, but we'll go ahead anyway. Thank you.
So, you have an update.
Yeah, we went. It's a pleasure, you know, when you've had to travel all over the country and stay overnight in hotels just to see gigs, how nice it is to have a meal at home, walk down the road 25, 30 minutes, into the venue, watch the bands, say thanks very much, walk home, and you're home by 11:30. You know, that's a pleasure I haven't often had. So this is what we did in our new venue, the Smokehouse, and the Stroppies came by.
Yeah, from Nicholas's backyard to Ipswich.
Pretty amazing, much. Really. Yeah. And what I hadn't realized, there's a member of the Stroppies, three guys and one woman, of course, as listeners will know. And she was in a band from London called Primetime. She's British. Mm-hmm. And Primetime were a great band about 3 or 4 years ago, I think. We saw them a couple of times in London. And I was like, oh, great, I can't wait to see them again. When's the album going to be out? And they just disbanded. And one of the members said, I'm going to go and live in Australia, so the band can't be anymore. But now she's back with the Stroppies, who are great as well.
So, that's pretty cool. So maybe that's why they came to Ipswich, because she had familiarity with the area.
Yeah, I guess this was the last date of the UK tour, and a couple of members said, oh, we're feeling a bit sick, we've got colds and stuff, but the Smokehouse was sold out. All 50 people were there or something. It's so small, you know. But it's kind of cozy, and at least something is happening now in Ipswich. We feel slightly energized and excited by this. And it's kind of, you go in, and then you say, you give your name, and that's your ticket, and you get your hand stamped, and there's some restrooms there, of course, and you go into the venue a bit, and it's so small. You could touch the sound desk and the stage if you just spread your arms out, pretty much. And you go through this little frosted glass door. It says bar etched into the glass. It's very, you know, quite cool. You go through there and there's a little bar. Service immediate and £3 for a can of beer, £3 for a gin and tonic, which is in the UK these days. These are amazing prices in a live music venue. Very friendly. and you go back into the room, of course, and the bands are this, you know, they're so close. It's very intimate. It's a cool place.
Very good.
Smokehouse.
Smokehouse. Yeah. There's no smoked meat. So if you're thinking of traveling, have your dinner before you go to the venue. There's no meat on offer, even though it's called the Smokehouse.
It's a bit misleading.
Maybe it used to be a smokehouse back in the old days.
Australians have this kind of, well, I call it bluntness, but you know, they're very friendly with it. They're just blunt, and they say things how they see it. And a guy was saying, oh, we thought no one would be here, and we're feeling a bit sick, so we thought it was going to be shitty. But actually, this is really cool. Thanks a lot. It was really good. Good. The lead guitarist was just jangling away there on the left of the stage. He's my new hero.
Yeah, he does jangle away. Yeah. Good. Very cool. Yeah. I'm glad you got to see him. I told you the story from when we saw them in Glasgow, and the opening band said they were the nicest band we've ever played with. They're just totally nice people.
Yeah.
It's always nice to hear that, right? Mm-hmm. They weren't like oh God, what's the guy's name? Josh Rouse.
Yeah.
Or like if you opened for Ryan Adams, you probably wouldn't be saying, that's the nicest guy I've ever played
with. Probably not.
Paul Weller is notoriously bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's too
tricky
bad.
Tricky kind of fellow.
Yeah. Morrissey, he probably wouldn't be very nice either.
Oh, really? He's an idiot.
Don't you think? I don't know. I mean, you don't know how somebody's going to be on a personal level. But I guess my prediction would be
Like your public persona is a little friendlier than, you know, if you have a prickly personality, right? Publicly, you're going to present a little bit nicer face. But if you don't bother to do that, probably not a very nice person in general.
Probably, yeah.
Unless it's an act. I guess that sometimes that could be the case. But
how do you think the public persona of all of us, correspondents and the podcasters here, contrasts with the, you know, in real life? For all the people who saw us down at South by Southwest, you know, you think they were thinking, God, they sound pretty nice on the podcast, but in person they were just jerks, self-indulgent,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have a different personality on the podcast than you do when you're just talking to people?
Not really. We're too unprofessional. We don't know how to have a professional persona.
Yeah.
But we hold back. Like when we hate each other, we don't say that because we're trying to keep it civil.
Right. If anything, I think I'm probably, because we're always talking about something that I'm enthusiastic about on here, right? So like making small talk with people and stuff, maybe I'd be a little less talkative if they're talking about something I don't really care too much about, you know?
Could be.
In that way, I might be a little bit different, but otherwise, this is pretty much me.
Remember what was that phrase? What you see is what you get, and it was like WYSIWYG.
WYSIWYG.
That was a computer term, wasn't it?
Yeah. So like you type something on your computer, and rather than it being reformatted, like when it gets printed out or whatever, it's WYSIWYG.
WYSIWYG. you could tell why that acronym got lost, because it was very bad.
You think right? So? I think it's kind of cool.
Well, it's funny.
It's too silly. Yeah.
I'm gonna get a WYSIWYG tattoo just to prove that I think it's legit.
Cross your knuckles. Would it fit?
WYSIWYG.
Oh, that'd be
Y. What you see is what you get. There would only be 7.
Exclamation mark. Done.
Yeah, right. There you go. WYSIWYG.
Oh, that's terrible.
Do you make it so that when you look at your hands, you can see it? Or that when I'm about to punch Will, and then he sees like what you see is what you get. See, that kind of works on another meaning too.
Yeah, I think you got to do the knuckle facing the person, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it? What you see is WYSIWYG, and then you get punched in the nose.
Have you ever seen those? Somebody will put up some photo essay on the internet of people who got tattoos and spelled something wrong.
Right, like no regrets.
Yeah.
No regret.
Yeah. And it was like, well, they really didn't intend that. And everybody's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or there's this, I don't know who he is. Maybe it's whatever. Some guy got the Pittsburgh Pirates P on his face. And he had it's backwards.
Well, so he wanted to see himself in the mirror.
Yeah. That's like
backwards P. Yeah. That's probably not so good.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's talk about music. For no other reason than I'm the one who picked it, and that they're indie rock veterans. Let's go with Imperial Teen first. Yeah, they're indie rock veterans. Do you guys know how long this band has actually been around?
I don't. Like, the last time I listened to them was they had an album called, like, On. Is that right? Whatever. It was like 15 or 18 years ago. And I knew back then they'd been around for a while.
So they have, this is their sixth album, but their first one was in 1996.
Wow.
So that's indie rock veterans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
Actually,
the way I found out about them, I think I had heard the name, but my cover band I was playing with in about 2008 or 2009 played an Imperial Teen song. And it was a great song. So I'm like, oh, this is cool. But I still didn't really listen to their albums very much. But this one I thought, hey, it's Imperial Teen. Let's listen to it. And I kind of liked it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be on the podcast. That's not giving up much, right?
Right.
There's a trivia item about them. Let's play a song, because then we can spread the content out a little bit, yeah. Right? So I will pick a track, number 4, Walk Away. Imperial Teen.
Yeah, that's, I think, my favorite one on there, too. So
yeah, that was my first pick also.
Wow, we are... It's kind of crazy how consistent we've been with our picks lately.
That little thing, like, do you think... I couldn't decide whether I thought that they came up with that first and built a song around it.
Or if they just added...
Or if they had the song and then somebody's like, what if we had one of these? And then like, whoa!
Yeah.
You know?
I would guess that it came later. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So, hard to know, though. Just a guess. Imperial Teen is from San Francisco. And the trivia thing is one of the guys, his name is Roddy Bottom. He's also in a more famous band called Faith No More. Which is, wow. Aren't they sort of, they're like hard rock, kind of, aren't they?
Yeah, I thought they were like, I don't know. Yeah.
I haven't really listened to them.
Definitely hard.
Yeah. Hard something.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like more of a metal thing or more of a hardcore thing. I don't know.
No, not hardcore.
No?
I don't know. See, now we're venturing into areas of that we don't know anything.
Well, yeah, that's kind of one of our calling cards, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Craig, do you want to take the next pick?
Yeah, well, I have to say I was listening to one of the other things we're going to talk about, and then Amanda said, what else are you talking about today? Surely not just one band on Will's Band of the Week. I said, oh, there's this thing from California, Imperial Teen. And she said, oh, no, that band name's been taken. There can't be a band called that. That was a band in the mid-1990s. And then it's the same band. I cut that story short, but they were a favourite of Steve Lamacq. You'll remember him. We talked about him a lot when we met him in Austin.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The UK's, John Peel is the legend, and then Steve Lamacq's kind of the second tier. He's the next guy. You know? Not to belittle Steve Lamacq at all. He's, you know, mm-hmm. He's made a lot of indie bands of his, and he picked their 1996 album on his Albums of the Year or something like that, or one of his tracks of the year was on that album. So there you go. They've been going some time. Veterans.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
And kudos to Amanda for remembering something that was 23 years ago.
Right.
I can't remember what happened yesterday.
Right.
Okay, so I've got to go with track 9, The Girl. Imperial Teen. And it's the Imperial Teen, not some band who's stolen the other Imperial Teen's name. Worth mentioning that again, clarifying.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they might have changed their name to like Imperial Middle Ager, just to keep, you know.
Yeah. Right.
They get older.
Then Imperial, they'll be like, they're still around.
Young adult.
When they get older, they'll be the Imperial Elderly.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't think it's cutting edge at all. You know, it's kind of pop music, but I think it's pretty well done. It's pretty interesting.
It's just kind of a throwback.
Yeah, some of it's more synthy and some of it's more guitar based, and it's all pretty consistent, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Barrett, given the fact that I stole your top pick, do you have another track?
Sure, I'm gonna go with the first song, and it's got a synth part in there, and Wilson is all of a sudden, from watching all these videos and stuff and playing around with his synthesizer, he knows all about like square wave, sine wave, sawtooth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get him to, you know, teach me the difference. Like I can differentiate a little bit, but here about a minute and a half, there'll be a square wave coming in that sounds pretty cool. So I'm going to pick the first song, and it's called I Think That's Everything. I gave you
good synth solo there, right?
Mm-hmm. Nice and simple, but it's just all about the tone that sounds cool.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to be like a classically trained musician to play that.
No.
Right.
Yeah, we can all learn how to do it.
Yep. All right. Imperial Teen. The album is called Now We Are Timeless. So they've been indie rock veterans for long enough that they can declare themselves to be timeless.
Yeah.
That's not quite as bold as, you know, calling your album Masterpiece. it's a more humble statement.
Right.
All right.
Who was the band that was called Masterpiece?
That was
Felt, Absolute Classic Masterpieces.
Oh, there was that, yeah. there was a Big Thief album called Masterpiece.
Big Thief, that's what I thought. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
You're right, there was the Felt album, Absolute Classic Masterpieces. Oh, I love it, yeah. Well, there should be an album where it's just called Better Than Average Music, something like that.
Yeah.
Someone call their album the best album of the year or something ridiculous? Oh, I'll do some music journalism while we're getting on with the podcast.
It seems like there was an album called Album of the Year or something like that.
Water called one of their new songs or new albums the best album of the year or something like that. I'm going to look this up while we're talking.
All right, we'll figure it out. Let's move on. I guess we will now revert to alphabetical and talk about B-Boys. When you hear a band and they're called B-Boys, I didn't know what to think. What this was going to sound like. Did you have any preconceived ideas, Barrett? I know that Craig is the one who told us about this.
Yeah, I mean, if I just read the name, I'd think it was a hip-hop thing, but then because Craig nominated it for the podcast, I figured that it wasn't going to be. But
yeah,
an odd name.
I threw you a curveball, and now we're going to talk about hip-hop.
Right, and they have an album that we're going to talk about called Doo Doo, and I saw they had a previous album called Da Da. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's minimalist album naming, I guess. And I think, well, Craig, why don't you tell us about them?
What do I know? Well, when I was in New York earlier this year, I saw them. They didn't open up. I think they were second on at Patio's record release show. That sounds about right. It doesn't matter really the order. And it's one of those bands where it's three guys, and it's like the first song is so energetic, and they're really pounding away quite fast. Energetic, the guy's moving around the stage a bit, and you think, oh, this is great. And then the second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth song are all a bit the same. And you think, oh, the start was good, but this isn't that interesting. So I didn't have great hopes for the album, but actually I like it quite a bit. It's better than I would have expected based upon that, the one live showing. They're from Brooklyn. Well, I mean, you just as well, what's the point of even saying that? You just as well only state that where a band's from if they're not from Brooklyn, I think it's easier.
Right, that's true.
And this is Doo-Doo, as you said. Well, should we could have a pick.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. Let's have track six, Instant Pace.
Dark patterns always change, but I remember
Hey, boys.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of us were playing that little game we like to play, right, on in the pre-production communications, which is, what does this band sound like? And we were going, the next band we're going to talk about, there was a lot more of that. But right. There's always like, oh, that reminds me of a certain band. And I was saying, don't say it yet. You know, what did we think of anything? You know, well, then we compare the notes, right? So
how are we going to trust each other? Maybe we should write them down.
Write them down in a sealed envelope.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do that. But then we couldn't trust Craig because we can't see whether That's he actually true. Has a sealed envelope.
But he could
envelope.
Say it first.
He could do that.
I am very devious by nature.
So I can only come up with one band that I think they sound like. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to say it?
Let's say it at the same time.
One, two, three.
One, two, three.
Parquet courts.
Yeah.
Did you think that, Craig?
That is what I've written down here.
I think the
it's so obvious.
It's kind of weird, right? If somebody had said, "Hey, check out the new Parquet Courts," we wouldn't think like, "Wait, I think I'm listening to the wrong album." You'd just be like, oh, "Okay, yeah."
You really would. Well, it's okay. I think we're undermining B-boys a bit here because I don't know. It does sound a bit like that, I guess. But they probably haven't set out to sound that way. It's just what they sound like, you know.
Yeah, I don't feel like they're like necessarily like. Just trying to copy Parquet Courts, but I think it's the closest comparison you can come up with the, you know, the a lot of the shouty vocals and musically it's got some similarities, I think. Although they're a three piece, right? And Parquet Courts has five people, I think, in the band. Are they four or five?
I think they've got five.
I can't remember.
So Parquet Courts has the ability to diversify a little bit more, I think.
Yeah. I mean, here the singer must be playing guitar, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And the singer, Parquet Courts, is just the singer.
Well, maybe bass and
guitar. Oh, he goes back.
Maybe drummer as well.
He plays guitar, but not
like
in every
rhythm
song.
Rhythm guitar?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, way down deep in the mix.
The strumming guitar guy. Yeah. Yeah. Should we play some more? Barrett, do you have a pick?
Sure. Let's go with number four. It's called Automation.
Sort of two songs in one, right?
Yeah. The faster part reminded me of something. I couldn't figure it out. Then when I went to check and see if I was right, it reminded me a little less of it. But you know the Black Flag album, Damaged?
I never listened to it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of that just like early 80s West Coast American punk.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of has that feel too. So once I got that in my mind, I couldn't really shake it.
All right. Well, one more. You guys haven't taken my first pick yet. It was very kind of you. The album is 15 songs and 37 minutes. So, I don't know. That's okay, right? The average song isn't that long.
Yeah, it's good.
It's paced pretty well. So I'm going with number 10, called On Repeat. After listening to that, I'm even more confident in my pick.
Yeah, well, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. That's B-Boys and the album Doo Doo. And yeah, solid for sure.
Yeah,
I like it. It rolls along at a good speed. It's more textured, as I said, than I expected. Having seen them live, the songs have different bits. As you said, the previous songs have like two songs, really. It's kind of has different things going on. Yeah,
right.
Highly recommended.
Yeah, it took me a couple of listens, and it did sound kind of samey at first. And I guess, you know, it is like the same three instruments and the same vocal style, kind of. But I can kind of see how that would be, if you weren't familiar with the album at all, and you saw them live, you'd be like, okay, well, here's another one that kind of just sounds like the last one. But if you knew the songs, I bet if you went back and saw them live, you'd like them more, because, you know, you've kind of learned the songs a little bit.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I was thinking the same thing.
So when they come to
this, of course, I'm paid to agree with you, but yeah, I actually do agree as well.
But they will probably be making an appearance at the Smokehouse in Ipswich, you would think, right?
Yeah, everybody stops there now.
Yeah, there's going to be like a pipeline from Brooklyn to Ipswich.
Right.
Right?
I hope so.
Yeah, that would make sense. So just a little follow-up on your live report, Craig. When you go, like, I know that you take trains pretty much everywhere, right? When you go see shows.
Yeah.
And so how often is it that you can come back the same evening by train to get back home? Is that a rare thing?
From London, it's possible, but it's not desirable, really, if it's a weeknight.
Yeah.
Because you get home so late and you've got to work in the morning. And then if it's a weekend, you kind of want to stay over it. Also, you won't come back because then you have the next day in London. So these days, try and stay over if possible. Getting old, I can't be coming back at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, but the trains, I guess, from London, they'd run late enough, right? So that's not the problem?
But that's right, yeah. There is one. 11:45 p.m. is the last one. But that's enough time to get from most things.
Yeah.
Well, I have some exciting news. What? Something has come to light.
What's that?
Well, I did find out the New Order thing. They called their album Music Complete.
Okay.
So they're saying music's done now.
That's true. That's good.
And I'm arriving in Madison Friday 27th of September. Mm-hmm. There is a band from Canada playing at Majestic that evening, a legendary indie rock band.
Well, I was going to say 38 Special, but they're not from Canada.
Are they indie? Well, from Canada. The New Pornographers are coming.
Oh, Yeah, they've come around.
I don't
around
think I've
here.
Ever
yeah.
seen them. I may have, I don't know, once at Glastonbury maybe, but
yeah.
pretty legendary, right?
Sure.
Yeah, they've been to Madison a good number of times.
Yeah, they have. They probably, lately when they tour, they don't have Nico Case with them because she's too famous to join the band. But it'd be even cooler if she's with them.
It would be, yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's in the photo. Does she have orange hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in the photo, the tour poster or whatever.
So
they've been listed, she's there. So.
Huh. So I think that would be better than car seat headrest, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this off air. Yeah. This could be happening. Listeners, there could be a live report coming in 6 weeks' time.
Sounds good, yeah. I was wondering if anybody would be playing that would be worth seeing when you're here. So,
the Toto are playing on the Sunday.
Toto?
Wow, that must be at Bree Stevens,
it's
right?
It's got to be at Bree Stevens, yeah.
Orpheum yeah. Theatre.
Yeah.
Huh, Orpheum. That's weird.
There's no way I'm going, but it would be funny, I guess.
Maybe they'd play Africa, you think?
Africa?
For whatever reason, maybe yeah. we've talked about this before, but people under, whatever, 25, think that song is a combination of awesome and hilarious.
I don't know that they can. I'm 34, so.
I don't know if they can, like, separate out the feelings about it, but it is, I don't know. They all know all the words. It's very crazy. So.
Yeah, isn't it the whole kind of joke about yacht rock? Isn't that the deal? And, like, they are the embodiment of, you know, yeah. this like this soft, I mean, it wasn't 70s rock, I guess they're 80s rock, but
that song,
oh,
in
man.
Particular though,
like, what's worse, Africa by Toto or Jukebox Hero by you know,
Jukebox Hero by Foreigner is yeah, much yeah. worse. That's as bad yeah. as it gets to me,
I think.
You're
not, right,
no, it's not as bad as it gets.
Well, it's, but I mean, really just, terrible though,
it's
right,
very terrible,
really, really bad. Yeah.
Oh, good old Toto. Hold the Line is one of my favorite songs.
Hold the Line.
That was their first one. I remember being in seventh grade, and this
what
kid.
What a great song that is.
This kid, Jim Jenak, was like, check this out. And he played it for everybody in art class. And I was like, whoa, that's cool.
So I can be a little contrary, and you're like, I always disliked that song because it's like this. It's like this clean studio group of studio musicians where everything is just trying to sound like really glossy, and then they put that super crunchy guitar in there, like from a Marshall, you know, amp type thing, and I always thought whenever you have a guitar like that, if you mix it with keyboards, it just waters it down, and then the whole thing just sounds terrible. Either go with the, you know, Judas Priest guitar all the way. Or do a keyboardy thing, but the combination, just, I remember thinking, and I still kind of think, it's just, oh, I can't take it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Next time we do our top three songs of all time, yeah. I'm going to have to pick that as one of mine.
Okay. We should have a jingle for this, but I don't, for the 38 Special update.
Yeah.
But I have a little bit of 38 Special content. Let me just play this. Hold on. Just listen to this. This is great. Let's see. This is from an interview with 38 Special. I'm not sure how long ago it was, but it's classic. Listen to this.
I tell him if I might have shot him back when I wanted to, I'd have been out of jail by now.
So. what 38 song would you never think not to do? What is the one song that you absolutely have to do? You would never be like, we can't leave the stage without doing this.
Oh, you know that one, Hold On Loosely. You got to do that. And we save the best for the last. Every now and then we'll tease a little bit of it during the show. We'll just do a little, I see it all around you. And everybody, nope, not yet. So.
We like them all. I mean, there's nothing like going out.
Well, you think about the catalog. You're going Wild-Eyed Southern Boys, Hold On Loosely, Caught Up In You, Second Chance, If I'd Been The One. I mean, I could just, Chain Lightning. When you see Chain Lightning live, it's so great. You guys have some catalog.
I'm getting tired.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
Yeah,
see,
wow.
We were reading them properly, like with all the reverence we give to Hold On Loosely.
Right.
Yeah.
But they said Hold On Loosely, all the greats, Hold On Loosely, Caught Up In You, and then it's like
Wild-Eyed Southern Boys?
Well, I don't know that song. It's the name of an album.
Yeah.
Which is like
forgot to say Rockin' into the Night.
Oh,
remember
that
one?
I forgot that one too.
Yeah. There's just so many. That's the point, right?
So many classics.
Yep. Okay. Oh, and I have a thing, another little like jingle thing that I recorded. It's a really short one. This is, we'll have to play this again, but here, listen to this.
The song was Hold On Loosely. The year was 1981. I'm Don Barnes of 38 Special, and these are the sounds of the time.
What do you think?
I thought, wait, did he get this guy to record one of those things?
Yeah, just think, but if he said you're listening to Will's Band of the Week. Wow. That would just, that'd be too good to be true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we get the Black MIDI logo? Can we get the Black MIDI?
The thing? Should we play it? Yeah, let me find it again here. That's worth playing again, right?
It should be played every week.
Hello, this is Joe the Grief, and this is Will's Band of the Week, the best podcast in the world. Are you ready for an amazing show? Let's get going. There you go.
You know, when, like, I, you know, we were just kind of hanging around. It's like Chris said, hey, there's the guy. And we went up to him and just said, well, we really enjoyed the show. Thanks very much. I hope you enjoyed Madison, you know, whatever. And then I'm like, should I ask him to do one of those things? And he's like, sure, what the hell? And I did. I just said, would you mind recording a little promo? And for a podcast called Will's Band of the Week. And he's like, what was the name again? Will's Band of the Week. And then he didn't think about it for a second, and he spit that out. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool guy.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's get going.
He was so cool that Chris's rating of the band went from a 1 to a 2.
Yeah, you know, I listened to his live report, and everything he said makes it sound like that was at least a 6 for him.
I thought so too. Yeah. Yeah.
More like a 7.
Yeah.
He's like, they're really good and really well rehearsed, and I was, the drummer was amazing and it was pretty cool and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I gave it a 2.
Yeah, that should at least be a 6.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
He's being stubborn.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Doesn't like to go back and change his numbers.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Should we keep going?
There's more.
How's everything going in the Ipswich Bureau, Craig? Still all, in full operation?
Yeah, we're ready for more. This is something I'm really looking forward to talking about.
All right. Yeah, so Barrett told us about this, and I had never heard of it. I still haven't heard of it other than you telling me about it.
Right.
It's called Neutrals, and it's a pretty interesting thing and kind of a fun thing. Sort of, in the good fit for the podcast.
I thought so too. Yeah, I just heard it on an internet radio station and was like, wow, what's this? And found out what it was and listened to the album and recommended it to you guys. And there's sort of, I don't know if you looked into it too much. It's really, there's not a ton of information about them, but they look like it's a 3-piece and they're based in San Francisco. They're all kind of older guys. Like the one guy is, I don't know if he's from Glasgow, but he's from Scotland.
Yeah, he came from Glasgow, and then he moved to San Francisco. Whether it was for indie rock stardom, I'm not sure.
We don't know. And then the other two guys, I think, might be brothers. And they've got this album out. And
it's got a fun name.
Yeah, it's called Kebab Disco, which I didn't know what that was, and I looked it up. And apparently that's like an underage club. Is that right, Craig? Is that a term that people use, or...?
I've never heard the term before.
Huh. Okay, that's just what I found on a quick Google search. But
okay, well, that sort of makes sense, right? Because they just sell food instead of alcohol or whatever.
Yeah,
so you get kebabs.
Well, yeah, but then like maybe you can get drinks, like if you know how to ask for it or something. I don't know. Hmm. Anyway, I don't know anything about it. Maybe a listener can straighten us out on that.
Yeah. So, do you think anybody's guessing what this is going to sound like?
Probably not, because
I bet nobody listening to this podcast has ever heard Neutrals before, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
They have fewer than 400 Facebook fans. I mean, this is a small, Sauna Youth, for example, have 5,500. So this is we're talking about a band no one has heard of here.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to change pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
If other people like it as much as I do, anyway.
Oh, phew. I'm always afraid that nobody's going to like my picks. So
yeah,
I feel good.
You're all right. You're all right. Oh, the guy, by the way, his name is Alan McNaughton. So, yeah, let's play a song. And we have a little challenge here of who does it sound like.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, there are two I really like a lot. I like the whole thing a lot. I'm kind of torn between two. I guess I'm going to pick number 4, though, to start off, Technical College. We'll be right back.
soon. After the summer, are you getting a job or did you get into college? Cause you're taking a post at her daddy's company, getting some experience before university. She's coming back from squatting in Holland, says that anarchy's great, you don't pay for anything. And he's up at the art school painting pictures of waterways, moving to Italy one of these days. Sandy and Ned are in Pennsylvania, been there 6 months on expired visas. I phone them up from the box on the corner, I get free calls with a stolen number. We could get jobs, we could save for the future, or we could go to the technical college. Let's go to the technical college, get things on the Xerox machine. We'll live on a streaming plan. What are you doing after the summer? What are you doing after the summer? We could get jobs, we could save for the future. Or we could go to the technical college.
Neutrals.
Yep. So I think a lot of the songs, we can talk about who they sound like and stuff too, but one thing I like about it is, you know, they don't put the words here on Apple Music, which is a shame. A lot of you can understand, but the songs are all pretty funny.
Sure.
And I'd really like to be able to know exactly what he's saying in some of the parts where it's a little less clear. But, yeah. So the first half of this album, as we said, the guy's from Scotland, is about growing up in Scotland in like the late 80s and early 90s. And the second half is more of the U.S. part of the album, where he's talking about San Francisco and the Summer of Love and food courts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was my first choice.
Let's play one more track before we talk about the comparisons. So, Craig, you want to take the next one, or do you want me to?
I'd love to take the next pick, because I'm afraid you're going to steal my pick. So. I want to say I have a new favorite band, and this is a song by them. This is track 3, Half Shut Knife.
Ring my bell and wake me up. It's 2 o'clock and I've got work in the morning. You've been up the art school, you didn't see me, so you popped in and you're tripping. On my wall a poster, Saturday Night Fever, John Travolta disco moves that only you can see. Won't stop talking nonsense, I should take this conversation. Now it's 3:30. You kicked my last pot noodle, dumped it in the sink. Thought it was worms. It was the numbers and soil. Now it's gone. That was tomorrow's lunch.
Okay, so Craig either made a really good or not necessary decision in being fearful that I would steal his pick. Turns out you were right. That was my pick, too.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Absolutely love it. It's hilarious, as Barrett said.
It sounds,
that guitar solo is brilliant. The jangling all the way through. His accent is really good.
And it sounds exactly like another band.
Yeah,
right?
100%. Bang on, like another band.
I think I'm probably thinking of the wrong one. Like that song in particular, not in general, it sounds like, to me, this band that I'm thinking of.
Craig, why don't you say who it is?
This is a band from England, fronted by David Gedge.
Yes, all right.
Wedding Present?
The wedding present.
Not what I was thinking.
Oh, my God.
That song in particular, and a lot of the album, I think it sounds exactly like The Jam. That's just totally
for the guitar, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, put Paul Weller on the vocals, and there's your retro Jam returning to their earlier form.
Yep.
Yeah, In the City, the album In the City, I think.
Right.
It was their first one, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Either that,
so
that, or,
that, or was that their second one? That's right around there. Yeah. Well, that was my thought. I didn't even think of The Wedding Present. So.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else they sound like? Is that you mentioned this, Barrett, when you first told us about the band. They sound a little bit like Art Brut.
Right?
And maybe because
basically
of the vocals and the humor, and it's not complete zaniness, you know, like Art Brut, but it's, I think there's a comparison to be made there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another band, I don't know if you know them, but I only discovered them a little while ago, Television Personalities.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Sounds like that.
I loved the Television Personalities back in the 90s.
Yeah, I didn't even know about them until, like, you know, whenever, in the teens, so.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I have another one. There was a band in the 90s and 2000s maybe, from Scotland called Ball Boy. Fronted by Gordon McIntyre, and the accent, well, it's a Scottish accent, but just like the little vignettes, very cutting humour, downbeat, kind of melancholy. Reminds me a lot of Ball Boy, which is a great band for the people who have never heard them.
I have not.
Listen to that.
Yeah, interesting. All right, well, since Craig stole my pick, totally, he didn't even care. He just stole it right out, in, you know. So we'll have to go with number 6, You Were Seen.
Said that you're a working label, you're a scene. You said that she was just a maiden, you're a scene. You took her to your favorite place, but you're a scene. You hide behind that magazine, but you're a scene. You're a scene, you're a scene. You're a scene, but you're a scene. You're a scene, you're a scene. But you're a scene, but you're a scene. How does it feel to be kind, cause you're a scene. You shut the door and close the blinds, but you're a scene. Share your place until your best, cause you're a scene. This is finally the end, cause you're a scene. You're a scene, you're a scene. You're a scene, but you're a scene. You're a scene, you're a scene. You're a scene, but you're a scene. Said that you were working late, but you were seen. You said that she was just a mate, but you were seen. You took her to your favorite place, but you were seen. You hid behind a magazine, but you were seen. 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 You were seen.
That's Neutrals rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I looked on Facebook and Craig was follower number 380, and I just became number 381.
Pretty good.
Can't wait to see them. They're going to have to come to Ipswich.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd be a perfect band to play at the Smokehouse.
I've talked before on the podcast about a little festival in Derbyshire called Indie Tracks Festival.
Right, you've told us about that.
At the Steam Railway. This Neutrals would go down a storm there. This is exactly the kind of thing that Dan Tracy, television personalities, comic game, all that kind of stuff. The Sarah Records stuff from Scotland, Orange Juice, all those kind of bands.
Right.
It's exactly the kind of thing. So.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is cool. You wonder, this came out in early June. So why isn't anybody paying attention to this at all? Pitchfork does 5 reviews a day.
Yeah.
And well, this didn't make the cut?
Like, they've really moved away from
Yeah, they're
music.
Too busy doing like Charlie XCX and
yeah,
you know.
There are
stuff
some
like that.
Days where they don't even review anything classified as rock. It's all hip hop, rap, and electronic or whatever.
Yeah.
So
still,
we're just aging ourselves beyond Pitchfork.
I think if these guys were younger, people would be paying more attention to them. You know,
that could be. Yeah.
Life's like that in general.
Yeah, that's true. We know that really well. I mean, yeah. If we were all in our 20s, the podcast would have at least 20,000 regular listeners.
Right.
Right? But we're a little too old to be cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, don't you think those are some pretty solid bands that we picked this week?
I do.
You know, they weren't like, it wasn't Bon Iver and The National and Arcade Fire and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of
it was
smaller things.
It was things
this time.
People haven't maybe heard of or listened to. So I think we did a service to the listeners.
Right.
And we've been, now that we've got this, you know, ever since South by Southwest, and we've got this sort of ongoing discussion now there are so many more things to listen to. I can't even keep up with everything that the fellow podcasters and correspondents recommend.
Right.
Like, especially Jeremiah, who's like...
I know, Jeremiah's got like 3 every week, you know?
Right. Fire hose. Great yeah. stuff.
It is.
Amazing. The information right. fire hose. But that could almost be pejorative, and I don't mean it that way. I mean, the quality stuff he comes up with, he's seen so many amazing shows, interesting things. It's crazy.
We should probably, maybe we just tell him he can only recommend bands from Montreal. Because that's like
just kind of limited a little bit. Yeah.
It's a pretty good percentage of the bands. His taste is very Montreal focused.
Yeah,
if you would call it focused, but you're right. It is a fire hose. So all good, all great. Everything is good, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So okay, we're pretty good at babbling on for a while. This one's definitely going more than an hour. Even when I take out my mistakes, a man probably only made about. A minute and 20 seconds worth of mistakes. I'm not sure if Craig's made any. Barrett, you guys haven't really been making any mistakes. So, well, I'll just take out mine so that I sound...
I stumbled once or twice, I think. Yeah. Standard. The losers, the listeners expect... the listeners expect some of these foibles. Makes us human.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Okay. More fun to come every week. In fact, should we mention it? The 10-year anniversary is coming up. That's in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
In 3
we're still,
weeks.
We're having some negotiations about the...
very, very serious negotiations.
How to do it and, you know. Maybe we've been kind of speaking through our agents. You know, we have to just talk to each other.
Maybe we should just bypass the agents.
Yeah.
That'll frustrate them, though, because they're trying to keep us under control.
Right.
You know? It wouldn't be bad if there are any listeners who just wanted to, like, record a little audio clip.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd
like
be
what,
very nice.
How long you've been listening and, you know.
What? How you found it. That's you, always,
yeah,
a,
that's
I fun. Always like hearing about that.
Yeah.
Like Craig had a specific story about something he was searching for.
Right.
And he's told that in the past. What was that again, Craig?
The band Shrag from
Shrag.
Brighton and London.
Yeah.
They posted on Facebook and said, some charming nerds from Wisconsin.
See, now think about that. If we were just talking about The National and Arcade Fire,
that wouldn't have happened.
Then that we would not have Craig, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wynn Butler would probably find you to be charming nerds as well.
Yeah, that's probably
true. You might not report it on Facebook.
Right. So I'm wondering now, now, did the person say something like these charming nerds was kind of the words he used? I wonder if that's
because... No, they weren't quite so complimentary as that. But.
Oh, man. Wow. I wonder if that was because of our self-deprecation or if we were, you know, I don't know.
There's a construction job going on at my house.
That sounds like it.
It's Maya doing some little handiwork in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Involving a hammer, obviously. Yeah. So that's cool. So if you want to send in something, you might want to also include who is the best podcaster of us, and who should get kicked off? Who should get relegated?
No. My time's up.
No, the problem is that I would get kicked off. That would be the problem, is that I would get kicked off, and then somebody would have to step in with a, you know, technical knowledge and editing and stuff. So
yeah, we can't do that. Anybody but Will and me and Craig. Anybody else is eligible to be voted off.
You could have relegation on the podcast, and then they have to just do their own podcast for a while. Right. Oh, and if they become like the best podcaster of their podcast, then they can rise back up.
Right. They'll be like a JV podcast.
Right.
And then, that's a good idea. I'd be like bouncing up and down constantly. That would be my thing. Craig's thinking like, I think once you're relegated, you're stuck there.
They call that the yo-yo team.
Yeah.
You'd be the yo-yo podcaster.
Yo-yo. I can see if Barrett got relegated, he would be so motivated, and every podcast for the following year at the JV podcast, he would be spectacular. You know,
that's what Sunderland thought though when they went down, and
I know
they kept falling.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
All right, let's get out of here. We'll talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia. You can subscribe or download the podcast wherever podcasts are available or from our website, willsband.net. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.